Hello and welcome to the EV Cafe Takeaway, a podcast focused on the zero emission future that we all hope for. And every week I'm joined by a member of the EV Cafe team. Yeah, I've got them all. Oh my God.
All here.
It is so fantastic. And we are the innovators, the pioneers and the collaborators in some kind of ways. We usually get to talk to lots of people doing great things in our industry. But this week, we get to talk to one another about 2023, what our highlights were and all of that good stuff, and have a good look at 2024. So welcome, everybody. Saz, there you are, front and center on my screen. So how are you?
Good. I'm very happy to be starting the new year with such a positive note joining you today.
It's fantastic. It's such a great opportunity. And John, a feature of so many of the podcasts. Good to see you again.
Yeah, I'll go to the opening of an envelope, mate.
And then, of course, Mr. Clark, who got to join me on a couple of the podcasts through the year, and we, of course, got to chat to him. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. I think one of the podcasts we did together, we just got to listen, didn't we, Paul?
We did. I think Martin knows that, but that's okay. And drum roll, if you please. The wonderful Johnny Berry, founder of the EV Cafe, actually for the first time on a podcast. Welcome, Johnny Berry.
And you nearly did.
No. We're just building it up.
Thank you. Oh, well, yes. I can introduce myself.
Yes. Yes. Can you tell the listeners who you are, please?
Hello, my name's Johnny Berry.
Excellent. And surprise, everybody. He's not feeling very well. But anyway, we'll be nice to him today. It's a pleasure. Listen, guys, we have had some 2023. Let me just run a few of the stats past you. So car sales. Yes, I mentioned car sales, but I know you lot like cars, right? But they were up to 1.76 million, a rise of almost 300,000 on last year. But EV is risen as well at 16.3%. But there was a bit of a drop off at the end, apparently. I think particularly Tesla didn't register quite so many. Now, that's not the full year stats, everybody. We haven't quite got those out. I think they're just coming out even today. They might have an update. Van sales are up as well. 311,000, but they're really struggling to walk with the market in the electric sense, so we're seeing a slight decline in market share on the van world. Trucks are now a thing. Who knew? There was 250 electric trucks registered last year. They were 0.6%, and they were all rubbish. I mean, sorry, rubbish trucks, RCVs. There was 90 of the majority were rubbish trucks. Yes, ba-dum-ching. Now, get this. There's no charging in the UK, is there? Oh, yes, no. There is. There's 680,000 estimated home and workplace chargers. 680,000. That is an awful lot. That's almost one to every vehicle that's out there. But then we have also a lot of public chargers. Now there's 31,000 locations with 53,000 devices and 81,593 connectors. Now you can't use all the same connectors at the same time, and Sam's actually got some much better stats on that, but that's straight from the ZapMap website. So thank you, ZapMap and Mel. The government have thrown a lot of money around in 2023, and GridServe have been a big recipient of that, but also there's other tests going on, and Innovate UK have been putting some money in good places to see concepts come to life. That's really good. Some companies have come, some companies have gone. Some companies have come and gone and come again. It's crazy. There's been some great new vehicles added to the market, such as the eDaily, the Maxus T90, the Ford E-Transit, the Maxus eDeliver. I think there might have been a car or two as well, but, you know, the Tesla Model Y became the best-selling vehicle in the world ever. Maybe not ever, but anyway, it became the best-selling vehicle in the world. That's pretty cool. Oh, and a mad Scottish couple went from the North to the South Pole in an electric vehicle. Amazing. Now, guys, what an amazing set of stats those are. And of course, that I've just scratched the surface, right? But what stands out to you? Is it good? Is it bad? Have we done a good job? Have we done a bad job? What's the score? Over to you guys. Just dive in, whoever's first. Sarah's there. She's right there. Right, go, Sarah.
I was thinking about, yeah, for anyone that just watched the video, I very tentatively put up my hand because I don't want to barge in, but there is something really nice to say. I think this is the first year I've noticed people moving away from that sort of curious, is it for me? That we've been solidly in the early adopter phase, moving through to the early acceptance phase. So people are now accepting that EV is for them and they're going to be installing things that they need to use it at their workplace and their home. But that's the appetite shift I saw in 2023. That's the sort of down the pub chat conversation, moving away from how awful EVs are and what a complete waste of time, through to a little bit of that. And more predominantly, yeah, but I do quite like that one. Or have you seen that one? Or my mate's got that one. You know, it's just really nice to see that shift from what I would call early adopter through to this acceptance phase, which actually Aid from Green TV said a couple of weeks ago.
Brilliant. Yeah, no, I agree. It's fantastic. John has now done the Royal Wave, so we'll go to John. It's going to encourage everybody to go to YouTube to see what the Royal Wave looks like.
There are two things for me which stand out. One is that we're in a growth industry. And all of the stories, I mean, we do the news every week, and the stories are generally 95, 96% really positive, where people are looking at how do we overcome challenges? What is the latest innovation? What are people really doing in this move to zero emission vehicles? So that really stands out, because there's so much bad news and so many people going through difficult times, shops shutting, businesses going out of business. And by and large, we have a very successful automotive sector, which is doing good things. Yes, it's tough, but we're all getting through with a positive mindset and working collaboratively. I think the other thing which really stood out for me this year was around community, and that behind all of this, forget the hardware, forget the software, forget all of the clever things that we know are going on. This is still a people business. People want this to work by and large. And so they've gone out, they've invested their money in new ways of doing things, in better processes to get a better outcome. But we do it together. We all kind of hold each other's hands and say, do you know what? That's a problem, but I know somebody who can do this. Or I know somebody who's actually got a solution to that problem. And that, for me, is the key to why this is such an exciting area. It's not about the technology for me. It's about the human beings who make it work.
Oh, that's beautiful. And John, I expect nothing less. You know, we have championed over this last year the community with the EV Cafe, and we're seeing that come to life in the EV Cafe Village and other things that we do together. And it's so great to get to meet people. But interesting, I wanted to just pick up on what you just said there about the news and about the positivity around it. Do you think there is still that possible negative press backlash as well, alongside of the really good news that's in within our industry? Outside of the echo chamber, is that still a really negative thing?
Without question, the fear, uncertainty and doubt that there is out there in the marketplace is amplified by the media, and they make problems where actually solutions exist. It's through a lack of understanding, a lack of experience. Mm. And I speak as somebody who's been in this game for, 12 years, and got my new Kia Niro this year and found a completely different experience from my previous Nissan Leaf, a world where I could go where I wanted. I thought I had a limited range, difficult car to live with to do the long journeys that I do. Reality, you upgrade your technology and suddenly the world opens up. And I fear that journalists get one look at this for a couple of hours or a day and they write the most ridiculous things. Just engage with the community. Talk to us. We'll help you to understand the positive, because there's always positive. You know, on any given day, there is positive stuff. Even when it's battering down with rain, if you wear the right clothing, you can still be outside and enjoy the space.
No such thing as bad
weather. If you want to see clouds, exactly. If you want to see clouds and rain, you'll see clouds and rain. If you want to see the countryside all moist and lovely, then you can.
Right. Right, good. Thank you, John. Excellent.
I did use the M word. I do apologise.
Yes. Johnny, how about you, mate? What's been important? And in fact, let me just quickly stop and say, Sarah, Chief Strategy Officer for Paythrough. Just wanted to say that because it's important that people know what you do as your day job. John, Director of Operations for the EV Cafe. Johnny Berry, Head of Decarbonisation for Navuna. And Sam Clark, Chief... Are you still Chief Vehicle Officer for GridServe? Is that still...
Yeah, yeah. One of them.
Yeah. Good, right.
Head Chief of Sellotape.
Yes. Chief Hairmeister. Right, Johnny, coming back to you.
Yeah, no worries, Paul. I'm going into the new year with a new title, actually, with Navuna.
Fancy!
It's just a longer title. It's Head of Decarbonisation, Innovation and Strategy. So that's what I'm going into the new year with. So,
get you!
Another time I'll tell you what that actually means. I think... Thanks for the stats this at the beginning, Paul, and delivering it in such a way that I actually listened as well. stat that did jump out of me. Can you hear me okay? One stat that jumped out at me was the stat around the estimated charge points in workplaces and domestic charge points, and that actually it could be aligned to one per vehicle. So what I would like to see in 2024, I guess, is that, how do we best utilise that? How do we make the most of that? That's the bit that stood out to me for 2023 anyway, Paul.
Yeah, fantastic. And it is. I mean, when I was looking for the stats, and I knew about the 400,000 that were in people's homes, and that might be as many as 500,000. It could be higher than the 400,000 we've talked about. But that 680 number, I think that's the first time I've seen it, again thanks to ZapMap collating as much data as they possibly can, and it probably falls short of the actual number, but 680,000 is a pretty big number. And I think GridServe and all of the other public charge companies respecting what they're doing, but I think home and workplace charging is certainly going to play a massive part in the boosting of confidence for that. Anyway, talking of charging, Sam Clark.
Was there a question or shall I just crack on?
I'm curious as to what stood out for you this year.
Yeah, well, I think, a few things really for 2023. Firstly is almost since January the 1st last year that we got a media bashing, we being the industry, right? There was all sorts of negative rhetoric. We've seen a diesel Range Rover catch fire in an airport car park, and that was an EV. That was EV's fault, which is ironic how heavy that vehicle is, because of course electric vehicles are the problem for all the car parks because they're too heavy, which is obviously nonsense because all vehicles are heavier and bigger than they ever used to be. So we got all those sort of. The other cracker which I enjoyed in 23 was the brand new electric vehicle getting written off in the floods that turned out to be a 15-year-old diesel hybrid with an electric gearbox failure. So we've got all these sort of things which almost become jokes now. And in a way, there was a great deal of frustration at the beginning of this time last year in that we got hit with so much negative press so very quickly, and then we had to fight back as best we could. And it's getting, as the year progressed, the tabloids were searching more and more to try and find a negative story, which was very easy to dismiss. So hopefully that sort of rhetoric can be pushed back and back even further this year. And, the numbers you gave, Paul, are interesting. However, also, they can also be a bit mind-fuddling for people. What does 600,000 really mean? I don't understand the number, but does it really matter, actually? That we used to be very little of something, and now there's an awful lot of something, whether it be at home, workplace, or on the motorways, or next in your pub car park or whatever. There's now loads of the thing that you're going to need when you move to electric. And very, very simple terms, there's an awful lot more stuff than there was two or three years ago, a hell of a lot more, which is going to make EV transition that much easier. And I'm almost bored now of the last 5 or 6 years hearing about the hockey stick curve and the fact that this is the year, this is the tipping point. It is boring because we keep saying it. And I guess there isn't really a hockey stick curve after all. I think it's just as slow, it's probably a steep change. and it's predicated on different attributes. Some of it is negative rhetoric that's getting turned around. Some of it is increase in infrastructure. Some of it is more confidence in the marketplace. Some of it is more product availability. But you add all these things together, and I think 24 is going to be an interesting year, because 23 was tough from a media perspective. The numbers were pretty good in all facets, but perhaps tempered a little bit by government and other influencing factors. But I'd like to think 24 is as successful as 23 was in the general numbers of things just increasing. Then by the beginning of 25, you know, we're going to be in a quite tasty space for it to really see the next stage of that hockey stick really shoot up, I think. Is so we've set the foundations very well, I think, as an industry in 23. Mm. 24 needs to double down, I think someone said on the news, and they're absolutely right, needs to double down. And then 25, I think, is when we literally change the world for EV transportation, whether that be for trucks or for someone on two wheels, right? Everything in between. That's what my hope.
Yeah, and Sam, I agree with you. I think we have done a great job of building the foundation, because without that foundation, we'd really struggle with the ZEV mandate. So if you look at the increases in the last 12 months in terms of market share is going to be the measure. So market share is now going to be the measure with the ZEV mandate, 10% of vans, 22% of cars. Cars will need to move nearly 6% in 1 year, which they've not done. So in last year, they just moved 1.3%. And vans need to move nearly 4%, 4.5% actually, and actually went backwards in 2023. So whilst there's a great foundation, and whilst there's a lot to be success, you know, to sort of wax eloquently about, we've got a job to do this year. And if we do that job and meet the ZEV mandate, then absolutely we will kick on in 2025. But I'm interested, John, because John, you, I know, have a lot of stats of our own. And we have been busy this year, haven't we?
We have, and we need to be. Sam talked about pushing back against the mainstream media who continue to put out bad news. And I'm going to bring you a little bit of breaking news right now. Battery electric vehicle sales figures have just been literally just announced now. And we've seen that in December, they fell by more than a third over last year's December. So down from, they were 27,841 against 42,285 registered in December 2022. So all the things I said about a positive place, lots of growth, there are still challenges. There are still things that we need to do and do better. And so us continuing to work hard to push and to break outside of the echo chamber of EV, where we all talk to each other and are really positive, but actually there's a real world out there who are saying, not sure. Or, yeah, the government are right. Or the mainstream media are right. And we know potentially that there are other ways that you can do stuff. It would be wrong of us to sit on our hands, so we didn't. And the content that we've provided this year has been watched an incredible amount. Let me give you some numbers. We've had 6,200 hours of content, of our content, viewed in 2023. That equates to 9,500 webinar views, 21,000 news views of our news broadcast on a Friday, 7,500 podcast listens, and our other weird, wonderful, wacky, daft, incredible stuff that we do on video has been watched 119,000 times. And we're not talking about, you know, people just seeing it and moving on. Watched. We've had 1.1 million social media impressions, 100,000 people that we've seen at shows that we've been to across the year. We've won the Best Online Community Space Awards for 2023. We've had a heck of a year. And, you know, the five of us, we're massively, massively indebted to every single person who has bothered their backside to click a button and say, do you know what? I'm going to give half an hour to these people. I'm going to give 15 minutes. I'm going to watch that YouTube video. I'm going to go and do that thing on LinkedIn. You're all amazing. It's a bit overwhelming at times because, you know, we work with some incredible partners, but really they're part of the community too. You know, the sponsors who fortunately give us the money we need to be able to come out and see you and do the stuff that we do are hugely important. But it's the listeners, the people who tune in, week out, that truly matter. Sarah, your wave is just stunning. Go to YouTube if you want to see that.
The wave is quite soothing.
Yeah.
And speaking of soothing, I love those stats, John, and you're right. It's been amazing this year to see people come to us because they believe in us. And actually, more to the point, they believe us. So they know that we're not going to intentionally sort of regurgitate pointless stuff without researching it. And what I call the sort of triple prong check. You don't just say a fact because you read it one place. You go and find another fact that matches that fact. Otherwise, it's not a fact. It's just duplicated. But way, way more than that, our ethos and our mission stems from friends first. And I think a lot of people who follow us or watch us or enjoy our content feel part of this community. And that's really was our sole aim. And we put a lot of onus on mental health and supporting people, particularly through the festive period that we've just been through. And I don't know if it's the same for you four plus me, but when I go to a show, people do say to me one-to-one, I tune in on a Friday because you guys cheer me up. I tune in on a monthly webinar because it makes me laugh. I love watching your content. I like the way you present data. You know, we bring that sort of, I think our secret sauce is really just that we bring ourselves to the table. This is why it can be exhausting, right? We pour ourselves into this. This isn't us acting. We're like this 24/7, 365. And anyone that's had the pleasure of sort of being around all together on those village shows or anything that we go to, you'll see that it's the same at 10 in the morning as it is at 10 at night. We're just consistently enthralled by the content and encouraged by people's feedback.
It's true.
But there are some very special people who never get a mention and who do some incredible things behind the scenes. And we've got Helen Parker, who's an amazing admin person. She does all of our organising and travel arrangements and all that stuff. Amazing, amazing person. Caroline, Paul's long-suffering wife.
Poor lady.
It's true.
Despite having to juggle lots of bowls and spin plates for Paul, she also, I mean, the events that she puts together are quite remarkable. Joe, our producer, who does all of our shows, he's just outstanding. We've had the Generate Media team this year who've recorded an awful lot of the content, and their creative input is enormous. And without those people, we just couldn't do what we do. So thank you, one and all.
Yeah, and it's an echo from me as well, not least, of course, to my long-suffering wife, however many balls she has to juggle. But
one, really.
But it has been an exciting year, and it's been an exciting year because of the people, and I couldn't agree more. I will add, as you've given us the car stats, John, the van stats are also in. And
ooh,
actually,
tell us, Paul.
They are exciting. I was not sure that we'd break 20,000, and we have. 20,253 electric vans were registered in 2023. And we've just had the biggest registration month ever for electric vans with 2,964, just shy. Couldn't somebody have gone and bought 36 more to make it 3,000? But hitting a market share of 10%. So 10% is the ZEV mandate. Now, I know that there are triggers in months. December's one of those months that can inflate or deflate the numbers. But I am really surprised that manufacturers have gone for it. I can only assume that they're managing their CAFE regulations. But it's great news, and it shows that it can be done. And so I am buoyed with optimism for 2024. But before we go on to 2024... what are your own personal highlights, guys? You know, what have you really enjoyed this year? What's been your personal, and yes, we want clickbait, personal highlights for this year of 2023, or the last year? Who's going to go first? Come on, Royal Wave. Sarah's going with the Royal Wave first. We're all on tenterhooks.
She's on mute there for a minute.
Takes a while for my microphone to kick in. Personally, it's been quite the year. I think 2023, not just from a work perspective, my life is intrinsically linked to my work. I love what I do. I've been doing it a long time, and I've just stepped up last year. So last year, I got promotion to be Chief Strategy Officer for Paythrough, and that's, you know, really put the pressure on myself there to push really, really hard at a time when I just moved house. house, and I was and in my private life as well, obviously going through changes everywhere. But the one thing I'm particularly proud of is the charitable work that I did in 2023. I don't intend to take my foot off the pedal with that with 2024. In fact, I'm absolutely going to accelerate it. I'm not going to do the dragon ride, done it three times already. I think three times is enough. It does dominate the entire year. It's quite a lot of pressure on me in terms of time for training, bearing in mind it's 14 hours in the saddle. So I'm going to do lots of other little things that are quite weird and wonderful and see what I can do. I have a personal target of £5,000 every year to raise for charity, but because of the Barbara Cox bursary that I'll be paying forward, that's sort of a significant chunk of that, so I'll raise it up again.
Fantastic. Okay, that's 23 and 24. Yes, Sam.
Just a piece of advice, never ask that question to Sarah first, because it is impossible to follow her.
This is true.
Start with me.
Yeah, okay, yeah, let's set the bar low. Johnny.
Harsh.
You said, but listen, that wasn't my question, really. It wasn't what are you going to do in 24, because I'm not interested in that yet. So Sarah, you can all feel good because you can all answer the question because Sarah didn't.
I did. I answered it and then I furthered it.
Furthered it. Yes. Yeah. Well, yes. Jumped the gun, I call it.
Go on,
anyway,
Johnny. What you got?
23, Johnny. 23.
Personally, it's going to have to be my newborn, little Everly. So half of the year was wide awake and energetic. The other half of the year, after she was born, very much tight mess. But we still were able to lead some big achievements within my work life. And as Sarah said, I consider my personal life intrinsically linked to my work life, hence working throughout the Christmas period and even New Year's Eve, creating a video because I was so proud of the year that we just had. What are you doing there?
That's the smallest violin in the world.
Well, it's code for something then. You have to watch back on YouTube.
It's code for smallest violin in the world.
I reflected on it on New Year's Eve and sort of felt compelled to create this video. Can't really share it out there in the public domain because it doesn't quite hit the brand mark, to be honest. But launching Charge Point Management System, launching Driver App, launching our showcase site, EV Academy Live, Educate for Change, actually delivering solutions for our fleets and doing it well. So all in the space of 1 year, incredible. And they're kind of my highlights of 2023 for sure.
Johnny, you have one of the best jobs of us all, I think, because you're at the coalface. No, genuinely, I mean this. I'm not going to take the extract anything from you. You have a job where you're talking to the fleets every day on a large scale, implementing multiple different solutions and really helping the industry to decarbonize. And it's not a surprise that you are as busy as you are. And I, for one, really celebrate what you're doing there with fleets, because a lot of the Navuna fleets are commercial vehicle fleets, and of course that is good news for me as well. So Johnny, good work, well done.
Thank you, Paul.
Sam, what about you, mate?
I think you know what I'm going to say, really.
Not a lot really.
Just sat on my hands most of the year. Like Sarah, my work and life balance is intrinsically linked, not least because of the beautiful young lady who happens to be my other half, who's also on this call, right? That's definitely a breaking news, not really. That's definitely a highlight, that's for sure. Aside from that, I think Guinness World Record was fun, but also hopefully tells a good story. So that was obviously, really, really good thing to do. It's nice to have that on my wall behind me. But of course, the big thing really is the EHTV project, and it's not often that you're able to lead a winning bid of over £100 million contract to try and change an industry. And I sound a little bit grandiose, but I actually think it's true. So I think I'm in a privileged position to have been able to work very hard last year to build something which potentially will change the way in which a vehicle sector which is not yet really electrified, 0.3% or something?
0.6.
Yeah, it's a fraction at the moment, and that's okay because that's where you'd expect it to be. But If I'm able to use the stage that we've created for ourselves to actually start to ramp that number up and see that number go to 1, 2, 3%, and know that in many ways that was influenced or catalyzed by the work that we're going to do now. That's a wonderfully privileged place to have the opportunity to actually make material difference. And as you know, that's all I care about is material difference, not talking about doing stuff and talking about it wherever possible. That's all I care about right now. You know, Todd, my CEO, is the same. You know, we just want to make a difference, and that's all that matters. That's all that matters, because otherwise there is no repairable planet left for the next generation. So, you know, it's very, very important to me, and I know it is to all of you. You know, that's why we passionately do this stuff. But yeah, so last year was Guinness World Record and a pretty big government contract, the second biggest one that Innovate's ever issued to anybody ever in any company. So, yeah, very proud of that. But now it's all about, I've talked about it, now we've got to deliver it. And this year will be the preparation and delivery of that. And then 25, beginning of 25, will be when it really kicks in. So a long year now, and I'm doing what Sarah did and talking about the future as opposed to the past, but the past will very much dictate what happens this year.
Sure. Well, no, it's lovely. And Sam, well done for sharing, you know, the love relationship.
Yeah, do you know what? Also, yeah, that's lovely. But also, I just realised as well, very selfishly, that what I also need to recognise massively is that the Guinness World Record was not just me. There were three of us. And similarly, the Innovate UK bid of 100 million, whilst I started it and I'm leading it and I'm still there at the front coalface, there are tens, if not hundreds, of people behind the scenes that have helped make that happen. So it's all well and good us being having the camera in the limelight and saying, look how clever we are, well done. But at the same time, as we've alluded to with Caroline and Helen and Joe in the background of our little enterprise, there is always a team of people doing huge amounts of work in the background, and it's right for me to recognise that as well.
It's absolutely true, and we are only as good as the sum of our parts, aren't we? I certainly am. I know that, you know, I can't exist without, you know, the support from Caroline, but also the people in the industry that I bounce off, that I learn from, that I get encouragement from, that pick me up when I'm feeling low, that give me that boost when I'm just up against it, all of that kind of stuff, and it really does make a massive difference. John, what about you, mate?
Well, for those of you who know me, I'm a bit challenged. I think a bit differently to people. I have some wiring which isn't quite as others may have it. And the biggest thing that happened to me in 2023 personally was staying at your house, Paul. and I'll tell you why. I have never been able to do that in 57 years. I'm now 58, but 57 years, I have never stayed at a colleague's house ever, because it breaks my routines and it makes me feel very uncomfortable that I'm close to people who I don't know their routines. I don't know how they live, and I just feel very awkward. And because it was you and Caroline, I swallowed really hard and said, yeah, I'll stay. And it was so hard, and I told you before I did it that I was really uncomfortable with it, but you supported me and helped me. And that opened a door for me, which has been shut for a long time, of being able to do things that scare the shit out of me. And they do. So going out on evenings with you guys and, you know, just going and having a drink and doing some daft stuff has previously been something I just couldn't do. It was overwhelming for me. Now I can do it, and I've done it this year, and we've been out on evenings, and we've had a meal, and we went and played games and did some daft stuff. And that all stems from me being comfortable with you, Caroline, and this team, that I'm able to say, do you know what, I don't need my comfort zone as much as I thought I did, and I will only grow by doing things which scare the hell out of me, but I'm going to do them anyway. And people find that hard to understand. You know, give me a room full of 1,000 people and I can talk to them all and not bat an eyelid. Put me in a small group with 2 or 3 other people and it frightens me to death. But I'm slowly, with your help, all of you, becoming a little bit more open. So thank you.
Oh, wow.
We love you for it, John. Nice. We really do. And actually, I told you before, to your face, behind your back, and on these podcasts, that you are a very inspiring individual. And I think if you can focus on that and remind yourself of that, and if you can't, we will.
Thank you. Exactly. I see no good in myself, absolutely none. And that's a really hard thing. For those who don't know, I've got a little bit of autism, which means that I can't see myself positively at all. I'm just the worst human being there is. And it doesn't matter what anybody says to me, I will always feel that. But I know that I made a step forward with your help. So thank you all.
Amazing. Yeah.
It has been a very, very privileged year, I think. And I think, you know, just listening to us all here, I have to say that this is easily that 2023, the best business year of my life, where I've looked at things and find it impossible somehow to believe that I'm still standing, that, you know, I've tried to do a lot of things for the first time, and it gets scary. John, to your point, you know, you do try and do things and you're not sure if they're going to work, and then they just come off, or people kind of pick up the phone to you on a morning and say, hey, that thing, that's really good. And I, Sarah, you do that a lot, and I'm so grateful for that. And John, you are always an encouragement in terms of the way that you bring out the best in so many people. You have this innate knack. And Sam, the drive, the focus, the facts and the figures, and that the banter that we have, and you don't take anything personally either, you know, well, at least not so that we know. But I'm sure you and I know you're sitting in the corner crying. But we have robust conversations, and Johnny, you know, the way that you have doubled down in your job and you're juggling your family, it's one of the toughest times when small children doubling down on all of that. And I feel so privileged to be playing a part in this.
Isn't that illegal, juggling your family?
Well, yes, probably. But it's sort of up there with juggling your balls, so, you know, it's fine.
Got a couple of clickbaits for you there.
That's it.
Doesn't that just summarize this ridiculous little group that we have, right? And because the secret sauce has always been, and it continues to be so, that we might know a little bit about what we're talking about, hopefully, but also, you know, we do take the wee-wee out of each other, and we mock each other's comments and pick each other up for the pronouncing things wrong, and we just laugh it off because it's fun, you know. Wobbly. Yeah, quite. Probably. Yeah, for those that don't know, wobbly is where that banter all started with mispronunciation from our Mr. Kirby, But yeah, that's part of the wonderful secret sauce, I think, of this group. And hopefully that's why people engage with us, is that we don't take each other too seriously, but at the same time, we're passionate about the subject matter that we're on about.
Yeah. And I think it's critical, isn't it, that trust is a feature of what we have. Because we've all had some challenging conversations, right? You know, from time to time, we've both with one another, but with as a group, we've had difficult, but we trust, I think, that at the end of the day, we care about each other. We've got each other's back, and this isn't going to spill out into something that is silly or bad. We trust each other. And Sarah's just put in the comments, which I will say, that trust each other and the market therefore trusts. And that's what we want. We want people to continue to trust. And I love the fact that we trust each other. I've shared some of, you know, my deepest, darkest journey with these four people, and to many of you too. So it's really kind of cool, and that makes me happy. So what about 2024 then? We've touched on it a little bit. Who's gonna sort of say, right, what are we looking forward to in 2024? What innovation, what exciting thing that's going to happen?
Well, I can kick off with one.
Oh, no, sorry. John went
did
with
the wrong
wave.
He waved. Yeah, got to
That's
watch.
It. You're going to have to wait. You can go next. You can go next, Sam. For the Matrix-style wave.
I'll keep it really brief because I've already spoken about it. We're going to break out of the echo chamber that is EV. And so we've got some really, really exciting stuff that we're going to be doing this year to broaden our reach to people who are EV curious or just frightened to death by the thing and just think, you know, I don't even know where to start. And we're going to work with new audiences to help them on their transition. And that's huge. I think we've got a real opportunity to make a difference.
Yeah, amazing. Sam, What about you, mate?
Actually, I'm glad John went first because that's a nice segue into what I was going to say. So one of the immediate things I've got to do is go to our launch on the 18th of January of our latest electric forecourt, which is the world's first again because it's at an airport, Gatwick Airport. And just before we started our calls this morning, I was with our marketing and comms department going through the invite list. And half of the list are people you might expect, influencers and people we want, obviously, to showcase what we're doing. But the other half, yes, you guys are probably going to be invited.
Probably.
But the other half isn't. the other half is, you know, people from Gatwick Airport or people from the local area or the half of the invite list at the moment is not the EV converted people. It's the people that are curious about what's that all about. You know, and in a similar vein, you know, that's part of what we've all got to try and do is in whichever component part of the industry that we represent is how do we draw those people in, the curious ones, and hopefully convert them into the electric ones of the future. So, you know, very immediate thing that I've got to do. And it's, you know, it's a privilege to yet again go to an electric forecourt launch because we've only got three at the moment, two more planned this year. But, you know, hopefully that will bring more people in. People realize what the future, although it's the present. I always correct people, go, oh, it's like the future. I was like, well, it's not, it's the present. But at the same time, it kind of is the future for a lot of people who are looking into making that transition. So yeah, in EV Cafe world and GridServe world, that's one of the missions for this year is to try and get more people into the sphere of trust that is the sort of growing EV market.
Fantastic. What about you, Johnny?
The year ahead, quite excited and kind of like, I don't know what the word is, really. I'm struggling today.
Survival?
maybe survival, maybe. There's a lot to do this year. There's a lot to do on my roadmap. The decarb roadmap, but what I am excited about is expanding the great team that I have already, but expanding that so we can push ahead, because these are all very important initiatives within the roadmap, you know. And I'll circle back to the comment you made earlier around the stats around domestic and workplace depot charging. I think it's really important if we're gonna help commercial fleet operators. So that's one of the big ticket things, and yeah, amongst a lot of other stuff. And if anybody that's listening to this that wants to be part of that journey, or do get in touch. Shameless.
Sorry, we've got one of our partners, Interval, Stuart, for that. No more recruitment. Yeah. Naughty. But Johnny, one thing that we must get as a public commitment from you is that we will get you, just you, on a podcast, because we haven't got that yet. So
we're
going to put it on a diary. In the diary, and a couple of us will interview you and grill you to the inch of your life.
Fantastic. Johnny, who would you like to do that interview? If you could choose two of us, who would you like to interview you?
I can't say to you this.
Sam's just dialed out.
I think I've listened into a couple of the podcasts, and you guys do such a fantastic job anyway. So I'm sure that any of you guys would do a great job.
Have you considered a career in politics?
Yeah, I was going to say, very political.
There's some splinters on that fence, Johnny. You might want to look over there.
Sarah.
Oh, an intimate chat with Sarah. Sam might have something to say about that.
Sarah will be glad of the peace.
Well, this is true. What about you, Saz? What are you looking forward to in 24?
Well, in the work perspective, pay-through is accelerating massively. We've got impending investment, which will be exciting. And it's very much my job to drive the company forward through Europe and into America, make sure we are seen to be doing all the things that fleet operators need in terms of software and payments. But I think for me, next year is still another big one. I've got my daughter going to secondary school. I'm moving house again. I'm honing my own skills around leadership and resilience. And I've got my work cut out in 2024. I want to see nothing but foot to the floor success. I really feel very committed to working extremely hard the next 5 years minimum, and just end up. So I'm very excited for 24. It's probably the most positive year I've looked at so far of the last 10, I'd say. Just really looking forward to seeing what I can achieve in a short space of time.
Fantastic. And hopefully you might find time for Sam, because it seems like he really likes you, so just put you two together.
I do have lots. I've got a little tiny heart on my desk, which reminds me of Sam. Real life.
Aww. What, because he's got a tiny heart?
Made of stone. Yeah, it literally is stone. Yeah, brilliant.
Oh, dear. Very good. Well, do you know what? This year, guys, I must admit, I'm looking forward. I mean, 10% of all vans are going to be electric. So this presents a huge challenge for the marketplace. You know, I've been contacted this year for the first time by dealer groups wanting help because there's not enough information out there. And I'm going to get to go and talk to lots of people around how to deliver this change for customers at the coalface. And it's really exciting. There's also a couple of projects on the back burner, but like vehicles that are going to be coming to the UK. And I really want to see, I'm so glad that Volta sort of came back from the ashes, but I'd love to see that kick on into some real, real sort of transition, some really exciting stuff in that. But I'm with John on that kind of getting past the echo chamber. We've got a few irons in the fire and, a few irons in the fire that we will get to the greater, wider public. But listen, we're all busy people, and John and Sam, as they need to go, Johnny and Sam, sorry, need to go off to meetings. Of course they do. And then Sarah, John, and I will wrap up before. But let's just say cheerio. Sam, Johnny, thanks so much for joining us today.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys. As always, it's a delight.
Thanks for your support.
Thanks for your support.
Yeah, that came out completely neutral on the basis I couldn't work out whether to be sarcastic or genuine, and it ended up being right down the middle. Standard.
We've got to find that recording, haven't we?
So, Johnny, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, you got to.
I want to say that comment, but I probably shouldn't. You know, that comment of the year, wake up, something, something.
Oh, yeah, you probably shouldn't tie up with that one. Wake up.
Yeah. I just revert back to a silly comment. But no, thanks. It's been a pleasure, guys. And I'm excited about the year ahead with all of you.
Great.
Cheers, buddy.
Right, so we now be rude about Sam and Johnny as they've gone. No, it has been an incredible 2023. It is going to be a great 2024. And it is, I mean, one of the things, of course, that has been a highlight so far is this very thing for me, the podcast, just getting to talk. This has been great to talk together, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'd very much say so. There's a funny, I think I've been messaging you guys about this, and I don't know what our audience and our listeners think about this, but I don't watch back the webinar. I listen to the webinar. So I use it on my journeys. I was reading the other day that people waste an inordinate amount of time. I mean, I say waste loosely because people just put the radio on and it just sort of blars at them. But a really good way to improve your knowledge base and increase your mood is to listen to something relevant that makes you feel connected. So for me, I just love trawling through podcasts, and I therefore also find, because it's on YouTube, so it loads fine in the Tesla, I listen back to our webinar. So having chance to talk as a group really makes people feel like they're part of that gang, even if they're not in the room with us. And quite rightly so, Sam mentioned we need to talk about our sponsors and how this just wouldn't be possible without them. It just blows my mind listening to your statistics, John, about how far we've come from those days where we were using Adobe Broadcast in March March 2020. And now we've got a swelling Zoom account that we have to fund. And that is what our sponsors do. We run the EV Cafe in a way that we put stuff back in to make it better and better year on year to increase that audience swell, so that we're really, truly getting to the heart of the issue. So I really think 2024 needs to be a lot more about I don't really like the word education, but just communication, providing clarity, moving away from those foggy headlines. Even the statistic about today's car market, they use the word stalling. The EV car market has stalled in 2023. Mm-hmm. It's just like, we need to do as much as we did in 23 and more.
And John, what has it been about? Sarah mentioned there that our sponsors have been incredible, and right from the very first sponsor, and let's talk about them. Then they're no longer a sponsor because of changing priorities and things. But My Energy, who stepped up at early doors, and then the AA and Geotab, they really kicked in in our first year, and that's sort of kicked on. Talk to us about that, John, for a bit.
I think it goes back even further than that. I mean, I remember us having conversations about how we funded this thing ourselves, and you know, let's get some Patreons. Let's get some ordinary individuals to give us, you know, 5-10 quid cost of a cup of coffee that we can put towards the costs of doing the EV Cafe. And that was a huge signal to us that people cared, that they were prepared to put their own hard-earned money into us five being a bunch of lunatics. And then to be able to go to My Energy and Jordan Brompton, who's visionary in so many ways, and she could see that there was something about us that was a bit different. And then obviously with Geotab, the AA who've remained with us and we're developing such a close relationship with. And then you start to add some of the other names that some may know, some may never have heard of, but are doing incredible things. Plug Me In, huge in domestic and depot charging, and Pay Through Sarah has brought to the table. And let's be honest, I mean, Keith Brown is a tough man. That fella knows his onions. And if Keith Brown at Pay Through says, yeah, I'm prepared to invest some money in that, phew, that's a heck of a tick. Zaptec with their home chargers, brilliant. And then we've got, you know, international people like Spirii, the software company who do all the back office software, who, you know, we've had some time where we've had to sit and understand their market and understand their approach, because it's different to ours. It's not a natural fit. It's one we've had to work really hard with Anya and the team there to develop a strong relationship. Hydroc, you know, huge, enormous organization. Global presence in sustainable consulting. Who's heard of Hydroc? They have now.
Yeah.
And they have because of us. Stuart Middleton, the legend that is Stuart and Interval. We're lucky enough to work with Kersha, or Karcher, as we call them in the UK. They're massive and just love what they do with sustainability and reusing water and biodegradable and reusing the machines that they bring back in. Dynamon just joined us recently in the telematics world, and McIntyre Hudson with sustainable finance. You know, we're very, very blessed. And if you'd said to me, 2 years, 3 years ago, yeah, one day you're going to stand on a stage with Edmund King of the AA and you're going to talk to a load of petrol heads about electric vehicles, I'd have said you were mad, absolutely bonkers. But that's the opportunity that we get by doing this work. And we've met some incredible, inspirational innovators, collaborators, and pioneers.
Well done.
Who make it, I thank you, who make a difference, you know, and they are inspiring. And I pick up different things from each one of those organizations about how we go about what we do to make sure that we're as good as we can be. We're a long way from where we need to be, and there's an awful lot of work that we still have to do. But my Lord, we've moved mountains over the last 3 years.
I think that's it. We've come a long way on the journey. And I think, you know, we're in a good place. We've got good relationships with all the aforementioned. But great news that we've got two or three or four more right there in the pipeline with contracts signed. We've not announced it. Wouldn't be right to announce it just right now. But they will be announced probably by the time you're listening to this. So there's some that you'll think, oh, they were missed off. But they weren't missed off. They were just contracts signed, but we hadn't announced it. So, but we are so excited about all of our partners and all of the things that we're going to do. The EV Cafe Village this coming year, going to be amazing. So many of our sponsors will join us at that, promoting their products, promoting what they do. Their proposition is so exciting. But I just, to your point, both of you, I just wanted to mention the Patreons, actually, because they were right there at the beginning. I think they're worth just shouting out, and I've got the list here. So it's Darren Anvener, I think he was one of the very first, Neil Durno, Linda Grave, Lorna McAteer, Stuart Middleton was both first a patron, then went on to be a sponsor. Tamara Rashford, again, I think first a patron, then a sponsor as well. Kate Tyrrell, again, first a Patreon, then a sponsor with under her banner of My Energy at that time, and then Paul Barnfather as well. And what a great group of people that joined us on that journey early doors to support us. And I'm really thankful to all of those guys, but also to our sponsors. Of course, yes. Sarah has just dropped in our little chat that we have. That Paul now, Barnfather, is at Zaptec, a sponsor also. So it's a fantastic, tight-knit community of people that have seen the value over a long period of time. We won't make this a sales pitch, but you know where we are. Come and talk to us. And come and see us at the EV Cafe Village and all the events that we're going to be at across the year. We're going to be first probably at Fully Charged Live, and then the commercial vehicle show very likely. Sustainable road transport, most definitely. Fully Charged throughout the year and other events. We're going to be doing some great stuff. And I mean, you know, little nod to Greenfleet as well. We're going to be doing the rally. Maybe not as EV Cafe, but the individuals, that would be cool as well. So final thoughts, guys. We can't take any more of these good people's time. Saz.
No, we can't. But I do think, you know, the podcast series has been a highlight for me in 2023. So I'm looking forward to seeing what other guests you get on that I can learn from and listen from and be inspired by. That's the thing. And you know, especially when I use them driving to meetings, I'm finding myself arriving feeling very buoyed by the things that people have been talking about. I think as well, though, I just want to thank everybody for their support, not just professionally, but personally as well. I think everybody who follows us would be happy to say that they feel part of our community as friends, as well as potential colleagues or partners. So, no, long may it continue. And I hope that 2024 is health and prosperity for everybody in every way. ESG should underpin that, in the sense that we should all be thinking about ourselves as intrinsically linked to the environment. So making sure that people feel seen, that they're part of ethical, scalable businesses, but that they're also having an opportunity to put something back to be long, have good longevity for the future.
Fab. JC.
Part of giving back might be reaching out to us at hello@evcafe.org and telling us your story, connecting with us and letting us know about you, your business, what you do, because more and more we want to start looking at the wider cross-section of our industry and its reaches out into other industries, because sustainability isn't just for Christmas, it is for everything you do in life. So how do we do that? And we only do that when people put their hands up and say, I do this, it matters because, and I'd love to talk to you. And we're getting more and more people coming to us now and saying, can we get on a podcast? We've got this press release. Can we put that in the news? We'd like to be on your webinar. And we want to include as many new ways of doing what we do as we can. So if you've got something interesting that you want to say, come and talk to us. Drop us an email, hello@evcafe.org. And we will have a chat with you, find out what the story is and how we can together make a better tomorrow.
Well, amen to that. It has been a fantastic privilege to get all five of us together. It's been lovely to chat. Sam and Johnny have obviously gone off and done other things. We obviously don't have lives. We don't have lives. We can just chill out. Of course, Sarah's not. She's been actually working while she's been on here talking. I've watched her, but we're really looking forward to 2024. As John has said, get in touch with us, it'll be amazing. Follow our content on LinkedIn. We're pushing on to 10,000 connections on LinkedIn. Come and gather the content from the evcafe.org. Get on the website, check us out on YouTube as well. We are actually on YouTube and we've got a few hundred followers there, but do kind of just add to that number, and you can follow the podcast series there as well. Lots more to look forward to in 2024, and we look forward to seeing you all there. Thanks ever so much for being with us, guys, and have a great day.
Yep, love you guys. Thank you, Paul. Thank you, John. Thank you, Sam. And thank you, Johnny.
Yay!
Yeah.